My earlier foray into the murky underbelly world of art crime, art thieves, fakers and fraudsters, The New Zealand Story, 2016, surveyed historical and contemporary art crimes committed in New Zealand. Men committed all but one of the crimes presented in my book. The exception was an unnamed British tourist in her mid-70s, visiting New Zealand in 2013, who brazenly helped herself to a piece of fibre art on exhibition at the Lakes District Museum and Gallery in the small South Island town of Arrowtown. Captured by the gallery's security cameras, the culprit was picked up the next day by the police, but allegedly she had already disposed of the stolen artwork, or, in my opinion, posted it home to Britain. The crime was motivated by personal greed and carried out with aplomb. Other women featured in my book, but as victims or in the form of those who helped curb and mitigate crimes, or who restored damaged works after a crime had occurred, in other words, on the receiving end of art crimes. It was being confronted by my own research that made me question more closely the subject of women, art, and crime. Was the New Zealand situation representative of the Western art world? Or was it that women were actively involved in committing art crimes but were never caught? Or was it simply that their stories had not been told? In 2015, Dr. Noah Charney, an art historian and authority on art crime, threw down the gauntlet for me. He noted in his book, The Art of Forgery, The Minds, Motives and Methods of Master Forgers, there is a decided lack of female forgers in this book. There are female accomplices and con men, but I know of no notable female forgers in the history of forgery. I picked up on his comment, taking it as an invitation for further investigation and presentation of art crimes committed by women. Women are very much underrepresented in the texts about art crime to date. Charney's observation was a challenge, and his gendered use of con men raised my antennae. It made me think, and want to cast the net wider than just art forgery, asking the question, is there a history of women and art crime, and if so, what is it? Certainly in the last few decades, more women have been actively involved in researching, writing, and educating about art crime. But what of the actual committing of art crimes? If there is such a history, why haven't women made it into the literature? Could it be that Charney was right, that there aren't any female forgers out there, or ones that we know about? Or perhaps it is that the female art forger has been too clever and escaped capture. Whatever the answers were, Charney's provocation set me on a journey for which I am grateful. This book is not exhaustive. Few books about art crime can be, given the suspected large numbers of art crimes that go unreported or have inconclusive backstories, but rather a beginning point in trying to present a more well-rounded, balanced history for us to look to in the future. Art crime falls into three main categories: forgery, vandalism, and theft. These are broad areas, and the study of art crime, including how and why it is carried out, are complex. This book presents case studies of those women who destroyed art: the lady destroyers, mothered art criminals, the mothers of all art crimes, vandalized art, she vandals, conned artists and clients, the art of the con woman, stole art, the light-fingered, forged art, naming rights, and those who use their professional positions to commit white-collar crimes in galleries, libraries and museums, the professionals. Afterward, making a noise about the silence, draws my conclusions together about gender and art crime, as well as scoping how art crimes are written about and how there is room for opportunity to make change going forward. It also considers conditioning about how we perceive art crime, gendered language associated with how art crimes are documented, and how looking specifically at women, a first of its kind, provides for a greater balance to the ongoing discourse.